The rule was enacted nationwide about a dozen years ago. It prohibits logging and other industrial activity in national forest lands without roads. The Tongass Forest, the nation's largest, was later granted an exemption. That was struck down 3 years ago in U.S. District Court, and the rule was reimposed. The Forest Service did not appeal that decision, but the state of Alaska did. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals granted its request. Tom Lenhart is the state attorney involved in the case.
Removal of the roadless rule won't in and of itself increase timber harvest or mining or anything like that, but it will take down the barriers that are preventing some things from happening.
The Ninth Circuit Court's decision does not immediately lift the rule. It sent the case back to the lower court to decide whether additional environmental review is needed. Buck Lindekugel is an attorney for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. It's one of a dozen groups that sued to bring back the roadless rule.
The reality is the decision does not immediately reinstate the Tongass exemption, and the Forest Service's actions have shown that it has no desire to go back to the damage, expense, and controversy associated with roadless area logging on the Tongass.
Forest Service officials referred calls about the ruling to the Department of Justice. The staffer handling the issue could not be reached for comment by this report's deadline. Plaintiff's attorney Tom Waldo of Earth Justice says the decision won't change much. That's because the Forest Service is already moving away from the type of timber sales the roadless exemption allows.
And I think that's where the future direction of the policy debate is going to lie. Rather than trying to turn the clock back in time to fight the battles of the 1990s over whether we should be logging in roadless areas of old growth on the Tongass.
The state has a different view. Again, attorney Tom Lenhart.
We're hoping that the Forest Service will meet its obligations to seek to meet timber demand, and that we feel that some sale from roadless areas is necessary to do that. So I'm sure the state will continue to use every means available to encourage the Forest Service to take actions that will further a certain level of development.
The state, the timber industry, and other development groups have been pressuring the Forest Service to allow more logging. That includes a proposal calling for the federal government to turn over or sell some Tongass lands. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.